USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn for August recess until a coronavirus relief bill materializes.
What we've seen is plenty of talk, plenty of stalling from Democratic leaders who've insisted on handling this themselves, but no significant movement toward progress.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to 1.19 million last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The decline follows 2 weeks of increases in mid-July as states imposed new shutdowns. There are 31.3 million U.S. workers receiving jobless aid payments. President Trump spending part of his Thursday in Ohio, where Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as the pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation. The state of New York is trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association, charging it with a string of fraud and abuse violations. NRA President Carolyn Meadows describing the lawsuit as an assault on the Second Amendment and baseless. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Well over 100 federal police, largely from the Department of Homeland Security, who were deployed to Portland to help defend federal facilities from violent protesters and rioters, have been injured over the past 2 months. That's according to Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, testifying on Capitol Hill on Thursday, says some of his federal officers were blinded.
That green laser, is what we're talking about. That's a new tactic that we've seen that our federal protective service officers have seen in Portland. It's very powerful. This is not the laser that your cat or your dog may chase on the ground. This is a very, very powerful laser. So it hits their eyes. It will heat up the nucleus of the eyes and will give you permanent damage. We'll be able to address that with some eye protection. We'll have 3 officers that will likely lose some portion of their vision.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States on Election Day could be low. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, telling CNN that the circulation of COVID-19 could be much lower in November than it is now. Now, regarding voting in person,
I think if you stay 6 feet apart with masks, you can do whatever it is that you need to do, whether you go to CVS, whether you're going to Starbucks, or whether you're voting. I don't see any reason not to do that.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.